Starting on a Thursday morning, opportunity for me to spend some time with the folks from Dungis Family of Autos, DungisChoice.com, and Jason's in, first of all. Let's say good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. How are you doing?
It's a great day. I had a lot of fun with the fireworks last night.
Yeah, and, Freedom Fest. What a great event.
It was fun last night.
So the good turnout last night.
I think so. Very well attended. The fireworks were slightly delayed because American Legion Baseball ran longer than expected.
That's what I understand.
You advertise 9:45 or when the game is over. Well, they didn't turn off the stadium lights till, I don't know, closer to 10 or a little after, but still people stayed around. They wanted to see a good fireworks display, and I think it was one of the best in the area.
Well, and a lot of people, you know, have the day off today, so yes, they were able to stay up late.
Always nice if you could sleep in the next day.
Yeah, now around Dungis, there may be a few bleary-eyed people this morning, but we are there, we are open, and you know what we're doing this morning, Charlie? Lots and lots of 995 oil changes.
I would imagine so. This would be a great day to take your vehicle over and get a 995 oil change, and it's more than just oil and filter. I mean, you check things from stem to stern, make sure the vehicle is safe.
We sure do. We, and in fact, give you a full report on the condition of your vehicle after the 995 oil change, and you know whether you're in need of brakes or in need of, you know, say a tire rotation, which I always encourage people to do. You know, the tire rotation is a great way to keep the life on your tires. If you rotate them every 5,000 miles, you know, tires are a pretty expensive investment, and if you can make the most out of any part of your vehicle by doing just a little bit of maintenance, boy, you're not doing yourself a service not doing the maintenance.
You are time and dollars ahead if you follow the maintenance schedule as recommended.
You really are. So if you're driving around right now and maybe you've got the day off and you happen to have a little check engine light on, that's probably an indication that you should swing by Dungis, either Dungis Toyota or Dungis Ford, and have us take a look at your vehicle. It probably is just an oil change.
You never know, but that's why the light is there. It's saying, hey, there's something needs immediate attention. Let's not put this off.
Exactly. Maintain your vehicle. Get the most life out of it. We love selling people cars, but boy, we love seeing people get the most life out of a vehicle that they possibly can.
Well, we buy a car once every, I don't care, you pick the number, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 10 years. But the point is, we need our oil changed on a regular basis, roughly, you know, 3 or 4 times a year at least.
A couple times a year and or every few thousand miles. And again, you know, if you want to make the most out of your tires, 5,000 miles, every 5,000 miles, that little investment will pay you back big.
I have a better idea. Why not, when you buy tires or when you buy a new vehicle, include tires for life? You know, that way, it's a pre-investment, but then every time the tires get down to 330 seconds, you're going to put on new tires.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Charlie. Dungis Family of Autos, Dungis Toyota, Dungis Ford, Dungis Lincoln, we have this fantastic program called Tires for Life. You buy the Tires for Life program, and we will take care of those tires forever, for the life of your vehicle.
And that means those rotations are free.
The rotations are free. And then, like you said, when the tires get down to 330 seconds, and I'm on my second set of tires from Dungis with the Tires for Life program, I'm probably going to round the corner to a third set sometime later this year.
It really doesn't take long.
It really doesn't. And what a great way to amortize the cost of the tires over the life of your vehicle and not have to worry about the expense of buying tires.
That second set, third set, fifth set, however many times it takes, you know, tires for life of that vehicle, as long as you own it.
I'm planning on getting a lot of life out of my car, Charlie.
Well, cars last a lot longer than they did a few years ago, and if we maintain them, everything else works great.
That is so true. So, hey, Charlie, I brought a friend along.
Good.
One of our sales associates, young Roxy, who... Hey. Hi, Roxy. Good morning.
Good
How
morning,
are you doing
guys.
This morning?
I'm doing great. It's
always
good to
nice.
Be here.
She brings a smile in every time she comes in.
She sure does. Roxy is... you know, there's something pleasant about working with good people, and I'm fortunate enough... you know, we call ourselves Dungis Family of Autos, but we really kind of are a great big family. It's not just the ones of us who are interrelated. It's kind of a family atmosphere, and
really is. Lots of smiles, lots of friendly faces.
So Roxy, Roxy's a Ford sales consultant and Ford expert. She also will sell you a Toyota and knows it. Has a vast knowledge of all things Toyota, but
she is headquartered out of the Ford building.
Yeah, she she really has quite some expertise in all things Ford.
Well, that's great.
And so we were talking on the way over to the station this morning. Ford's about to introduce a new 2019 Edge. We're real excited about
it. I'd like to see the 2019s coming out. That's great.
It's that time of the year, Charlie, where the new year hits early in the car business, and we're getting close. So, what are some of the highlights of the 2019 Edge, Rox?
Well, a couple of the highlights is it's pretty intelligent. For instance, it has a pre-collision braking with automatic emergency braking, so that's really nice. It's kind of like with the Toyotas, we have the pre-collision system. Well, Ford's getting into that now, so it's pretty nice.
Well, it's using that radar technology makes it, I think, safer all the way around. We still want the driver to be attentive, but we all get distracted. The conversation of the person sitting next to you or the kid in the back seat or whatever it takes, we lose sense of what's going on for 3 seconds. Something's happened in front of us.
Exactly, which is why we really are trying to get into these safety features, because they really do help. And a lot of people get very skeptical at first, and they feel like, oh, well, I don't want my car doing this for me. That scares me. But really, it's ever so slight. It really is. When it's the pre-collision, or if it's the lane assist, whatever it is for the safety features, people are always scared that it's going to jerk them out of their lane or jerk them forward. But really, it's just that ever so slight little
Very subtle vibration on the steering wheel, or a very subtle tap on the brakes. And if you've ever driven a car with the lane departure, Charlie, that subtle shake, it does kind of bring you back to the reality of, oh, I'm driving a car and not having a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. But it's a reminder. Yes, I meant to be changing lanes, or gee whiz, I didn't realize I was creeping,
Mm-hmm, exactly. Which, speaking of the lane departure assist, the new Edge will actually have that as well.
Great.
So, really nice.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about what Ford has coming down the pike.
Exterior, is any major change as far as the overall appearance of the Edge? Because it's a great-looking vehicle already.
It really is a great-looking vehicle. There is going to be 4 new colors to be announced.
Okay.
So that's going to be really nice. 5 new alloy wheel choices. Mm-hmm. So it is going to be looking pretty sleek. I'm really looking forward to actually getting into one myself and taking one for a spin.
Well, and you have to drive every one of the new vehicles to
make sure.
You want to know how it feels, so that when the customer walks up to you and says, with their printout that they brought in from home, mm-hmm. this is what I want, I think, you can tell them everything else they need to know. They'll still want to take a test drive.
Of course, yes. And I urge people to take a test drive. There's people that come in, they think they know everything. They've done the research, and that's awesome. But I always urge people, you need to take that test drive, because the seats may feel a certain way, and it's different than your current vehicle, or it may drive differently. And if somebody's going from a car to an SUV, you never really realize how much further up you're sitting until mm-hmm. you're actually in it.
It makes a difference. I think in many ways get better sight lines higher, mm-hmm. but it's also different. You're sitting higher above the traffic, and just your perspective compared to driving a sedan, and they have gone lower and lower and lower over the decades. It happens to just be a different perspective, a little bit of something to get used to.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely do like to get into every single vehicle we get. I love being able to tell people, well, no, this one feels like this, so come over here and I'll show you how this works.
And even within a model, there are engine choices, there are transmission choices mm-hmm. that, again, you need to be able to feel the difference on what's going on. I mean, it's work. You have to drive the vehicle.
Well, yeah, but it's also fun.
Well, and this is how our business is evolving, Charlie, where years ago a consumer needed to be educated about every aspect of a vehicle by a sales consultant. And now, and Roxy can testify to this, we find that most people come in, they have at least some knowledge that they've gleaned from the internet of what it is they want,
mm-hmm.
What the features are, really our job as sales consultants now is to, you know, more or less guide you into what is the right fit for you, whether you need different tires, whether you need a different transmission, whether the car has the right feel for you. And it's more of a consultative approach than a sales approach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds right. I can see it another 10 years or so. We'll sit at home with the VR glasses on and actually take a virtual test drive. But it's still, I think, even then, we're going to want to get in the real vehicle.
Well, of course. I mean, virtual reality is great and all. I mean, I have what we have is virtual reality right now. I got my own system, but it still doesn't account for the feel of when you're actually driving it and how it feels when you're turning that wheel.
Exactly. And is it the comfort of the seat, or you know, whether it's a cushioned ride or maybe a sports car feel, different mm-hmm. vehicles feel different when you're going down the road.
Very much so.
Well, this is fun.
Yeah. Charlie, do you have a virtual reality system?
I do not. I have used other folks or played with it at a sales showroom, but don't have one myself.
I'm still working on reality right now.
That's tough enough sometimes.
It really is.
Well, they're very nice. They're very fun.
engine choices. I'm sure that the Edge will come with a couple of engine choices, probably including the EcoBoost engine along the way.
Yeah, there will be ST's 2.7 liter twin turbocharged EcoBoost V6. Packs quite a punch with power and torque too.
Well,
so
yes, that would get you literally out and moving.
Yeah, it really will. So new 8-speed automatic transmissions as well for optimal balance. So
wow,
that's nice.
An 8-speed, tremendous.
You know, this category that the Edge is in, the SUV category, mm-hmm. is really where Ford is focusing. You know, of course,
Focus is a smaller vehicle.
Well, yes. You've got me there. But
sorry,
you know, Ford is going to move ahead as the leader in SUVs, mm-hmm. And try and maintain that dominance the same way that they're the leader in F-150s. And, of course, you know, Dunge's, we sell and maintain more than a few F-150s.
You do?
We do. The majority of the vehicles, in fact, Charlie, that we sell at Dunge's are F-150s and Super Duties.
That is a tremendous thing to say.
It really is. We love those trucks.
Very much.
And, you know, the F-150 has evolved. I remember youth. Barely.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a time when a truck was a truck, and you slid in, had the bench seat that was covered in vinyl, mm-hmm. and the darn thing always smelled like gasoline. But now...
there's usually a toolbox on the floor on the passenger side.
I know that there always was for me. And now, you know, trucks, actually the F-150 is the... technically the number one luxury vehicle sold in the United States.
That is a great distinction, and who would think that it would be one of the best-selling trucks around?
The number one selling truck in America and the best-selling luxury vehicle. If you haven't been in an updated 150 or an updated Super Duty lately, I encourage you, just come in, take a test drive, see what Ford has put into these vehicles, see the technology. Some of the driver assist technology has made its way into both the F-150 and the Super Duty. One of my favorite features on many of the trucks is the towing assist, where you turn a knob and it basically helps you back a trailer in.
That is tremendous because, yes, it is a work vehicle, but it is also a let's-go-to-the-lake vehicle.
A play vehicle.
Definitely.
And I struggle with putting in a boat once a year, and
the problem. You need to use the boat more often, and
that's exactly it.
Gotta get out the lake, Jason.
If I can put it in and out more times, I might be better at trailering. But there's always that point, backing up with a trailer, where I wish.
Which way do I turn the wheel when I want the back end of the boat to go this way?
Exactly. And, you know, with the new Ford F-150s, like I said, you literally line up your trailer on the screen and press a button, and the vehicle does the work for you.
That is great. Takes a lot of the process out of it, and also I'm sure adds to the safety of the backing process as well.
I would imagine it would make my backing a lot safer.
Both for you and for whoever's on the other end.
Nearby and guiding me in, exactly, Charlie.
Still would never hurt to have that spotter back there on when you're getting that trailer into a space.
Never hurts.
Definitely not. So we've got some exciting things going on the Toyota side of the business right now as
Such
well,
as?
Charlie. Well, one of the things I'm most excited about is our relatively new Fast Track program, where you can go on DungesToyota.com and all but purchase a vehicle at this point, Charlie. You can set up your financing, you mm-hmm. can evaluate the value of your trade, and you can also establish what your payments are going to be on a new Toyota right there on the website.
That gives a lot of more speed through the process. If you've already made the decision, maybe you still want to, like we said, take a test drive. But if you have already made that decision, work your way through it. Still have to come down to the dealership and sign some paper. Right?
You definitely do. And again, we do encourage you to at least sit in the vehicle before you sign. But the advantage of Fast Track, as the name implies, it helps you get in and out of the dealership, cuts the amount of time in the sales process significantly. Just due to the nature of what we do, there is a lot of paperwork, and if you can take care of most of that paperwork before you get to the dealership, if you can do it online, then your experience at the dealership is more about how to use the technology, how to use the Intune or the CarPlay, depending on what vehicle you're buying, mm-hmm. and what the features of the vehicle are, rather than spending a lot of time signing your name.
Well, whether you're using the Toyota financing or whether you're using your own bank or some other financial institution, you can take care of all the credit application paperwork before you ever head down to the vehicle, or down to the dealership, rather.
You definitely can, and we encourage people to try. It's good if you can bring your own financing, but even if you have a credit union or a bank that you work with on a regular basis, we encourage people to fill out our credit app. We have about 70 different banks and lending institutions that we work with, and we find about 4 out of 5 times when people bring in their own financing that we can actually get them a better rate. And now, Charlie, as interest rates are starting to creep up a little bit, mm-hmm. that's becoming more and more of an issue.
It is, and it says the economy is doing well overall, but my personal economy, I still like to pay a low interest rate when I can.
My favorite interest rate still, Charlie, to this day, 0. And and
0.9 if you can get it. But
0.9 is not bad, but darn, yeah. 0 is pretty darn good.
It's a great round number.
As a matter of fact, right now on the Toyota side, mm-hmm. We have 0% financing on a number of the vehicles in our inventory.
Like?
The Toyota Camry, the Toyota Corolla, and one of my favorites, the new Toyota Avalon Charlie.
I noticed you had one of those the other day. It's a great looking vehicle.
Gorgeous. If you
so beautiful.
Yeah, if you want to slide into a luxury vehicle at a very reasonable cost, the Toyota Avalon is definitely worth taking a look at.
I don't know if it's a slogan or not, but I think it could be a luxury vehicle without the luxury vehicle price. It kind of works.
Yeah. I
think
right? I think we've got a slogan. We've got a winner.
We've got it.
Ding, 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 ding.
So, if you haven't been in a Toyota Avalon in the last couple of years, they've been updated and updated again. Mm-hmm. The amount of technology in these vehicles is just fantastic. They all but drive themselves, and the styling is just superb. Rivals really just about anything on the market.
Well, it's a good idea since you've got two separate brands to represent there at the dealership. It's great to, you know, set nearly identical vehicles next to each other and say, do I like the Ford or do I like the Toyota?
Exactly. And if you're talking luxury vehicle, one other vehicle you should probably take a look at.
Something says Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
if you really want to treat yourself well, if you want to pamper yourself, we have the Dunge's Lincoln Concierge Program, which is now headed by our friend Olivia Hastings.
Great.
And Olivia,
I'm so proud of her.
I am too. Olivia is stepping into Bruce Dunge's shoes on the Lincoln side.
I hope they fit.
Well, if you've ever seen Bruce, tiny little feet. So I think Olivia is going to be just fine.
So people need to stop by the dealership and just say hi to Olivia.
Well, definitely.
They really should. If you're not familiar with our concierge program, well, do you know the particulars, Roxy?
I don't know a lot of it, but I do know that from what I've seen Bruce do, he took it all so personally. He made sure that every single customer that came in was just taken care of completely. He would go to their house, pick up their vehicle, drop their vehicle off at their house. I've actually helped him a couple of times. And he's mentoring Olivia firsthand, and I know she's going to be just as good. She's going to take just as much care about it. She never stops. She is just...
She really doesn't.
She is a hard worker.
She's an Energizer Bunny.
And she's sweet, and she is just... She's just on it. And she's going to be just as good. She'll take care of you, and she'll make sure that you really feel like part of the family.
The nice thing about it is you're going to get that one point of contact.
That single point of contact with Olivia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. She does take care of everything. She picks up your vehicle when it needs maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
She will... drop off a loaner vehicle while your Lincoln is being maintained.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I just love is the vehicle, before it comes back to you, gets a run through our detail shop and comes back shiny and pretty and good as new.
Wow, that's tremendous. Good as new all the way around.
It really is.
And again, Lincoln continues to get updates. Do you have any of the 2019s coming in yet on the Lincoln side?
We haven't seen the 19s on the Lincolns yet, but I'm eager to see the 2019 Lincoln Continental. The Continentals, since they were reintroduced last year, mm-hmm. First of all, it's hard for us to keep them in stock.
Oh, gosh, yes.
They come in and they get snapped up immediately. But the Continental is really... It defines luxury. I'm not entirely sure that it was built for you to drive or whether it was built for you to sit in the back seat and to be chauffeured.
Well, both sounds good.
They
it really does.
Definitely do. Everything from the massage in the chair to the separate... one of my favorite things about the seats, you can adjust each... leg of the bench. So if you're like me, you have a little bit of sciatica, you take long road trips,
mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, moving that one leg a little higher and the other leg a little lower and cranking on the air conditioning in the seat, I can't imagine a better ride.
Well, I think for that particular situation, yeah, maybe the being chauffeured would be a good idea for you, particularly on that long ride.
I'm going to talk to Brad and see if I can arrange a driver.
I'm going to recommend your wife, but that's okay.
So, one of the other vehicles that we just love over on the Dunge's Toyota side, Charlie, is the CHR. Toyota introduced this vehicle a year ago,
mm-hmm.
Or introduced it to the United States a year ago. I guess it's been around for a while. But a small SUV, it's a little bit, a little bit smaller than the RAV4, a little lower to the ground. But boy, sporty, fun to drive, it looks like something that you could throw six bags of mulch in the back of.
Now that makes an interesting combination. The sporty look, the sporty appearance, and yet kind of doing a little bit of a work vehicle as well.
Exactly. That's why this category of small SUVs has really taken off here in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have a hard time keeping the small SUVs in stock. They go fast.
They really do.
Have you driven the CHR?
I actually have, and it's really nice. It definitely is lower than the RAV4, but it's still just as roomy as the RAV4 is. And one of the things I like, it's really random, is the passenger seats, the back passenger seats. Mm-hmm. I love how the handle is like up at the top of the door.
Yeah.
So cool. It's like up at the top of the door, and it's just really nifty.
For a fun car to drive, great styling, and right now, great price. Come in and take a look. Take a test drive.
That's great, because you know we buy our cars in thousands, but we really pay in hundreds, and it's a matter of getting the price down to you know what is ready for somebody to ride a show.
That is so true, and you know, again, that goes back to the discussion of financing, mm-hmm. and our ability to help you shave some points off of the interest rate and get you into a vehicle at the price point, at the monthly payment that you're looking for.
That is probably among the priority decisions on buying a car.
That and the heated seats.
Definitely.
If you haven't had heated seats, try them out.
if you are driving around in a car that does not have heated seats,
you're missing out.
There you go.
You really
you're
are.
Missing out.
Maybe not so much today, but let's advance this to about any time after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It will make your winter much more pleasurable.
But, I mean, then again, if you do have heated seats, then I guess you just need to try the AC seats as well, because it is summer and it's getting pretty hot out.
It is. The air-conditioned seats definitely are built for this kind of weather.
They are. And particularly for our climate, much of the year, because even late spring, you get in the car and the sun has been shining down on those seats, and a little toasty when you first sit down.
It really is.
So some of the other fantastic deals that we've got going on at Dungis right now, Charlie. On the Ford side, we have what they're calling the Great American Sales Event. Mm-hmm. It runs through July 9th.
Okay.
And during this sales event, Dungis is able to give veterans, active service members, and retirees, as well as first responders, a $1,000 cash incentive on literally any Ford. I think the Shelby GT is an exception, and there may be a couple of other.
The Raptor's an exception.
But $1,000 incentive on top of all of the other Ford incentives and our Dungis discount. So if you're a veteran or an active service member or a retiree, mm-hmm. or you're a firefighter or ambulance driver, EMT, police officer, first of all, thank you very much for serving.
Thank you very much.
We really appreciate that. And second
and
of all,
Ford saying thank you in a more tangible way.
Exactly. Yeah, you've got until the 9th to come in and take advantage of really what is basically free money. Ford will give you $1,000.
In addition to any other discounts or low financing offers that are there, this is just bonus.
That's right. In fact, right now there are a number of Ford incentives, like right now on the Edge, the 2018 Edge. We were talking about the 2019s coming out. Mm-hmm. Ford is trying to help us remove as many of the 2018s as we can quickly.
Get them out on the road with them.
Yeah.
Good.
So right now Ford has 0 for $60 on the 18 Edge and a $3,250 rebate. So if you're a first responder or a police officer, active duty, military, or retired, or a vet, you would get that 0 for $60 on the Edge, $3,250 an incentive from Ford, plus another $1,000 an incentive from Ford. So you're already, you know, $4,250 ahead before we even start talking about the Dungis discount.
Or maybe anything else you would want to put on that, because frequently there are other affinity groups that you might qualify for as well.
Exactly. If you're a member of the, let's say, the Horse Association, or, I should be able to rattle these off the top of my head.
It's an extensive list. You're not going to remember them all.
Yeah. So that is, especially on the Ford side, there are incentives for all kinds of organizations. Farm Bureau, if you're a member of the Farm Bureau.
There you go. Yeah. So do your research online, or better yet, just go see Roxy.
Yeah,
well, you really
come
should
see
come see Roxy at Dungis Family of Autos, Dungis Ford, and Dungis Toyota. You can find our website by going to dungischoice.com. That leads to all of our family websites.
Including the We Will Buy Your Car page?
It really does. So we definitely will buy your car. If you have a car, you're ready to get out of it, give us a shout. We will buy your car. But
I'm definitely looking for used cars right now, so come see me. I'll buy it from you.
Roxy
like a
needs
deal.
Inventory.
All right. Home of the 995 oil change, Dungis Family of Autos, and Roxy, Jason, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Charlie.
News on the way.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.